بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليك يا أبا الشهداء يا أبا عبد الله. As was said before, we only have two accounts of Imam Hussein's visit to the Prophet's grave. As was said, the Imam would go to the grave of the Prophet a lot, and we only have two of these accounts. After he was asked for allegiance to Yazid, history only tells us the story of two of his visits to the grave of the Prophet, one of which we spoke about before, and now we're going to speak about this last time that the Imam goes to the grave of the Prophet before he departs Medina. It's interesting how the Imams would go and make sure that the people know of their relation and their kinship with the Prophet. We have other examples of this. For example, Imam al-Ridha alayhi salam, same thing. When Imam al-Ridha was forced by Ma'mun to leave Medina and make that long journey to Mashhad of today, or Khurasan of that day, the Imam, he went to the grave of the Prophet before leaving and would weep and cry and address the Prophet, come out. He would go back again, address the Prophet, cry, come out. It's interesting how the Imams would make sure the people know this, because what else did the Imams have to use against these people to let the people know of how important they are? The people didn't believe in their imamate. Today, me and you are sitting here, we believe in their imamah. The ulama have done their work, their research. It has become very clear that these were imams. Back then, the people either knew but could care less, or didn't even know and could care less. So the imams, they would use this a lot, their kinship to the Prophet. Imam Hussein goes for the last time. He spends the night at the grave of the Prophet before he wants to set off from Medina. And they say that he says some interesting words to the Prophet. He's weeping, he's spending the night in worship, in supplication. He says next to the Prophet's grave, he says, Allahumma inna hadha qabru nabiyyik Muhammadin wa ana ibn binti nabiyyik wa qad hadarani min al-amri ma qad alimt. O Allah, verily this is the grave of your Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. And I am the son of the daughter of your Prophet. You see, he's saying the same things he had said last time, making sure that history records this. And that of the decree that you know has befallen me. O Allah, that which you have planned is happening. I have to execute the plans that you have for me, that you have in mind for all of Islam. Allahumma inni uhibbu al-ma'roof wa unkiru al-munkar wa as'aluka ya dhal jalali wal ikram bihaqqi hadha al-qabr wa man fih illa akhtarta li ma huwa laka rida wa li rasulika rida. He says, O Allah, indeed I love good and despise evil. Right from the start we see this theme of good and evil, ma'roof and munkar, and it will be repeated again. And I ask you, O possessor of majesty and bounty, by the right of this grave and the one buried in it, that you choose for me that which entails your satisfaction and the satisfaction of your Prophet. As we will hear and see in future parts and episodes, the satisfaction of Allah lies in the blood of Imam al-Hussein being killed, and lies in his children and women being taken prisoner. This is what Islam has come to. Imam Hussein, the satisfaction of your Lord and the satisfaction of your Prophet, of your Lord's Prophet, only lies in your blood being spilled. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.